Sergio Vieira de Mello, the UN Special Representative to Iraq, was 55 years old with two sons. Brazilian by birth, he received two doctorates from the Sorbonne. And his life's work, from the time he was 21 years old, was devoted to the United Nations. His commitment to peacekeeping, refugee issues, and human rights took him to Cambodia, Bosnia, Kosovo, East Timor, the world's most troubled places where he thought he could make a difference. De Mello spoke with the BBC in May, shortly before he left for Baghdad.
What we can offer to the coalition right now, and to the United States in particular in Baghdad and in the areas they control, is our experience. We have a lot of that. Do you think it was easy to bring law and order to Pristina when we went in June 99?
This is in Kosovo.
This was in Kosovo. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was easy in Dili after mayhem in September 1999? Of course it wasn't.
This is in East Timor.
Exactly. We gained a lot of experience in terms of bringing security to the population.
Joining us now is United Nations Undersecretary General Shashi Tharoor. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You knew Mr. De Mello through his career at the United Nations. What do you think drove him to do the kind of work that he did?
Oh, what can I say? I think a powerful sense of humanity. I've known Sergio for the 25 years that I've worked at the UN. I've seen him in so many different circumstances, working for refugees on every continent, working in war-torn situations in the Balkans, working in Cambodia as refugees were able to go back at the end of that war, going into Kosovo at very short notice at the end of the bombing that changed the situation of that country, going at even shorter notice to East Timor when the UN took over the country and then running it successfully. This was an extraordinary human being, the best of what a UN official can be.
Mr. De Mello reported to the Security Council last month about progress in Iraq. One of the things he said was that Iraqis had felt betrayed in the past by the international community. He said, "I believe we owe a debt to the people of Iraq." Do you think he felt that debt as well?
I think he felt that very, very deeply. In fact, one of the interesting things about his role is, of course, he wasn't responsible for Iraq the way in which he was responsible for East Timor. Iraq is under the occupation of the Coalition Provisional Authority, and Mr. Vieira de Mello had no authority of his own. What he did have, though, was the tremendous moral authority that came with being the representative of the Secretary General and the eyes and ears of the international community in Baghdad. And with that authority, I think he made an enormous difference. He talked to every single segment of Iraqi political and public opinion, from the Shiite clerics to the Communist Party. He dealt with people in the region. He had open lines of communication with everyone, and indeed with the American administrator as well, with Mr. Bremer. And so he was able to have an important, even a significant influence on the recent political evolution that we have seen in Iraq. So his loss is truly a great loss for the people of Iraq, as well as for all of us at the United Nations, his friends and colleagues.
Mr. Tharoor, how does an attack like the one we saw today affect UN resolve for its mission in Iraq? And doesn't it make it harder to attract workers to that mission, both international workers and Iraqis who will now know that they're a target?
Well, obviously, you know, UN staff are human beings, and it doesn't do their morale very much good to see what has happened today. At the same time, the UN as an institution is certainly not going to find itself overturned by a handful of terrorists. There is institutional will to proceed with our role in Iraq, but the nature, the details of it are still subject to review. We do need to look very carefully at what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we're deployed, what difference we can make, what the security possibilities are, and so on. And though we will not react in panic or react in haste, we will review all of this to decide how best we should continue. But the Security Council met today and reaffirmed its determination to stay the course.
Mr. Tharoor, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Shashi Tharoor is Undersecretary General of the United Nations.